Most wonderful time of the year indeed. Going to be wonderful in Copper Harbor. Going to light up the big Christmas light display that they always put together. Captain Don Kilpel is the guy who heads this thing up. Good morning, Don.
Thank you very much.
And you have put up how many gazillions of lights this year?
Well, this year we're, I haven't counted every one, of course, but I'm between 50 and 60,000 Christmas lights right in the park, right in the middle of Copper Harbor. And our lighting ceremony is tomorrow night, Saturday, at 6 o'clock.
So you can see these lights from Thunder Bay, right?
Well, of course. Well, at least Brockway Mountain.
Well, that was going to be my next question. That's a lot of lights. Where's the best place to go to make sure you get the best effect?
Well, you know, when we have our lighting ceremony tomorrow night, everybody gathers in front of the Mariner North, iconic restaurant here in the Copper Country, and we all stand there. We do the countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and we plug in the cords, and there it is. We got our... The lights are going to be on for the holidays and from tomorrow night onward through New Year's from 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock every night. And I just want to make a quick mention that tomorrow also we have a beautiful bazaar tomorrow at the community building, all kinds of pottery and jewelry, and about 11 to 12 artisans there from our local area that will be selling their wares. And also one of the most important things up here in the Keweenaw is Sheriff Ron Lottie's Toys for Kids holiday program. He helps out over 100 families with toys and presents in Copper Harbor area and all you know, the churches and stuff like that. And many people make all these cookies, so we have this incredible cookie sale at the community building tomorrow. And all the proceeds go to Sheriff Ron Lottie's Toys for Kids program. So, you know, we got great artisans tomorrow. And then we have the cookie sale and the bake sale, and then leading into, you know, 5 o'clock is a little too early yet. It's still pretty light out, so we generally wait till 6 o'clock till it's dark to put all the lights. And I'm here to tell you, if you're not going to the Tech hockey game tomorrow and you're not going to Chassel's great Christmas celebration and you're just hanging around, gas is at its lowest price in 100 years, so no excuses this year. Maybe a little bit of fog from the snow, you know, the snow and the warm temperatures. We still have snow on the ground, which kind of hides the extension cords and stuff like that, and I think we're going to make it. And so there you go. This is the 8th annual Christmas lighting ceremony in Copper Harbor, and if you can't make it tomorrow night, be sure to come out during the holidays. Bring your relatives who come up to visit you and your friends and your kids especially. I just can't emphasize how much I want children to come out here and look at the lights, because I don't think there's I'm not bragging about it, but there's not another Christmas light display like it here in our local area.
Well, Don, it sounds like it's going to be a great day, and thank you for checking in this morning. Good luck with it all.
Thank you so much.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Captain Don Kilpel from Copper Harbor here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.